everybody. Welcome to the Myers Way podcast. Today we have a wonderful guest, Shirley Pinkson. She has 24 years of experience in the cosmetic and skincare industry, and she is the owner of the artsy and just fabulously green beauty store here in Austin, Texas, called Well People, which is one of my favorite stores in Austin and where I personally buy all of my cosmetics and where I recommend all of my patients buy their cosmetics. So we're really pleased and honored to have Shirley as our guest today, and she's going to be talking to us from New York City. Welcome, Shirley.
Thank you, Amy. Really happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, how I always like to start with guests is really how, you know, how did they get into doing what you're doing?
A long story. I, as you mentioned, I've been in the industry for many decades, and I worked for conventional makeup. I worked corporately and educationally for some really big brands out there, and I learned a whole lot. But as I became more seasoned in my talent and my client base built up, I started noticing my clients asking me questions about my foundation, for instance. Like, what was I putting on their face? What was in that? And I mean, and this was quite a few years ago, so it was a bit ahead of its time, but a little bell rang in my head, you know, that there must be something to this. So I started researching what was actually in cosmetics. I started with something as basic as foundation, because that is pretty much what goes all over your complexion. And what I found in my studies didn't quite make me too happy. And then it made me start questioning even further about conventional cosmetics and the cosmetic industry in general. And, you know, I worked in education for a good 14 years of my life in training artists on talent and on technique and how to sell makeup. But I was not taught to teach artists about what was in makeup. And on my journey, too many red lights came on, too many aha moments. My current best friend and Well People partner in crime, James Walker, and I have both always had an affinity for cosmetics and skincare, and we always wanted to do something together business-wise. And we decided to take, you know, seize the moment. I explained to him everything that I was discovering in cosmetics, and he was like, you know what, Shirley, let's start a natural brand. Let's show that we can have a natural brand that works just as well or even better than conventional.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. And that's, I think, one of the, you know, when sort of green makeup or green products came along, I was of the age that they were not working as well as the regular products. And your products are fabulous. And again, I'm not just saying that. I mean, they really are fabulous. They're some of the first products that I feel that are better than many of the other products out there, because you don't, you know, break out or have some icky residue. And oh my God, they smell so delicious.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all of that. And it's true, because I will be completely and dead on honest with you. When we decided to create a natural brand, I was like, listen, it's not going to happen if it doesn't perform. Because my initial blush thought, or if you were to ask me what natural makeup was like, I would have said it's brown, it's greasy, and it's orange, and it's really boring. And I worked with an organic chemist, and I literally brought to her all of my favorite colors. And she was straightforward with me. She's like, that's not going to happen. Well, this can maybe happen. That's not going to happen. And I explained to her, I said, I don't want grease. I want fun color. I want wearability. I want performance. And we've done it. I dare say we've done it. We've given you a product that's 100% quantifiably natural. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And so what, when you say natural, what does that mean?
Natural to me means one when we say it and when I say it, and I'm sure you agree, Amy, it's 100% quantifiably natural. Natural has been misused throughout cosmetics, skincare, the food industry. To me, it needs to be 100% quantifiably natural and clean. And that is free of chemicals that are bad for you, bad for me, bad for the environment.
And so is that what you mean by green as well?
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. And so you formulate your own products.
We do. We do. And to elaborate on green also, Amy, there's a level of social responsibility to that. And so with a whole green cosmetic line, I see kind of what, where you're going is, well, people, we manage our business and our cosmetic practices in the most sustainable ways possible. And that is what James does. He manages our social responsibility. So yes, we are not only a natural green, a natural cosmetic company, but we are, we consider ourselves green. And that is what we mean.
And can you go into a little more detail about that?
For instance, our store in Austin that you were just speaking of, we have our Well People flagship in Austin, Texas, and we're very proud of it. Is built completely sustainable. We use blue jean denim insulation, which is no more expensive than regular insulation, and it's so much better for you. We have bamboo pulp walls that are these really cool braille, bright green walls. All of the signs are signs in the store that speak to you are made from eco resin, and they're this gorgeous hot pink. All of our shelves are Kirei board, a byproduct of the sorghum industry. We have bark walls, a byproduct of the lumber industry. In the store, we refill all of our mineral cosmetics. So if a client comes in and brings in their container, we not only give them a discount to reward them, but we refill their initial container. Our plastics are completely recyclable. Our lids are made from a polylactic acid of the tubs. Labels, all FSC certified. So we try our hardest and our very best to find, packaging, all over business practices that are good for the environment as well.
That's awesome. I had no idea. I mean, your store is super cool, and I see the bamboo floors, and you know, it's just kind of hip in Austin, right? I didn't think anything of it. So I didn't really realize that about you guys as a company, I mean, genuinely. So that makes me love you guys even more.
We've tried our very, very best. Sometimes it doesn't work. It's, you know, they always say it's not easy being green, and it's not.
Yeah.
But we've really, really tried our best. I'm not sure if you remember, Amy, like our initial packaging was aluminum. Mm-hmm. And it didn't last in women's purses. It would dent and then it wouldn't close, and it was kind of a nightmare. But we tried our very, very best, you know, and so then we have to upgrade into a different, you know, type of packaging. But again, you know, if we can do it, you can certainly count on us doing it in the most green way possible.
Awesome. So back to formulating products. So how do you, can you walk us through that process of just, you know, how do you pick your ingredients, pick your colors, pick your, I mean, I think there's this lip gloss that I use. It has this like vanilla tint or flavor to it that is,
well,
it's so subtle, but it's just, I love opening up your products and smelling them.
Well, you know, first of all, like we, in color choice. You know, I take all the knowledge that I've gained over my many, many years in the beauty industry. I pay attention to trend. You know, our slogan is hippie tested, diva approved. So I pay attention to the magazines. I pay attention to what people are wearing. You know, we want to prove to people that you can be green and you can be upbeat, hip, cool. You can be in trend. So when I look and pick color, I pay attention to everything. I try and forecast what's coming up. But I also, in the very initial stages, is I just talk to people like you. You know, people who are modern independent women who wear makeup, who, you know, I ask, how long do you spend on it? How much time does it take? You know, how many brushes do you use? How many pieces of makeup are in your makeup bag? And you know, we really, really listen to you. And having the blessing of our flagship store in Austin allows us to have like this huge test market in general. So color-wise, I really looked at what women were buying, what women were wearing, and what they wanted. And if my colors, if I realized something wasn't selling so quickly in the store, I started asking people, well, how would you like to see this color better? And if we can fix it, we'll fix it. Same thing went to texture. I really let a lot of clients and people I work with and peers touch new product ideas, play with new product ideas. You know, I'm a makeup artist, so I'm kind of a little more swayed in the technique way. So I love speaking to my friends who don't wear much makeup, or who aren't as quote unquote skilled in makeup.
That would be me.
Because that you give me such feedback and you know everything, and while people were all, it's all multi-purpose, because what I did learn in speaking to people like you and my friends and my peers is that the average woman only uses 3 makeup brushes when she does makeup. The average woman maybe uses about 5 pieces of makeup when she's doing makeup. And, you know, me, if you would laugh, if you could see my makeup kit and my brushes and everything. So I'm far from the average person.
But your skin always looks amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You always look gorgeous.
Thank you.
Like, and when I walk in the store, I'm like, wow, well, maybe if I had all those brushes, I could look like that.
But you want to know what, Amy? You just don't need them. And this is me, after spending so much time working with really big cosmetic brands, where we were trained and to use like 15 brushes to do our makeup, what I find so empowering and so invigorating is realizing that you don't need them. And that you don't need 10 different items to put on your face per day. You know, so at Well People, we designed our makeup to be all multifunctional. So we have eye, lip, and cheek products. And guess what? Because it's all 100% natural, like our eyeshadows can be used, you know, on your cheeks. It can be, they can actually be mixed into lip gloss and placed on your lips. Our blushes can be used as eyeshadow. So everything is multifunctional. Which means that you, when you travel, and I know how busy you are, you don't have to carry around but a few pieces of makeup to get your look.
Well, because you guys had your, what was it, Black Friday sale of 50% off. I indulged. I now have 3 of everything. You know, one for like travel that just stays in a travel bag, one for home, and one spare. So I'm set for a little while, but it's probably 1.5 brushes, because I have a travel brush and a regular brush. So I'm probably, you know, on the low end of the spectrum, that I have, you know, just only a couple of things. I'm not high maintenance, but but I can appreciate people who are, because I think it makes a difference.
Oh, thank you.
So, but how do you pick the actual ingredients? I mean, how do you know, you know, this industry is so not well regulated. So how do you know who you can trust when you're picking your ingredients for, you know, for your products?
The best, we work with an amazing, amazing chemist who is only, you know, I call her my militant organic chemist, because she is truly, truly, truly committed to creating the best natural products that she can with the best ingredients. So when I work with her, the best example I can give is that we've gone through one formula change in our product, and it wasn't because of the ingredients, but it was because of feedback from clients again. When we first started Well People, just to review, there's myself, and I have the color background and created the makeup. And then there's James Walker, who is a self-proclaimed tree hugger and maintains our social responsibility. And then the third partner is Dr. Renee Snyder. And Renee really helped me in, first off, bringing to the table ingredients that were good for your skin, ingredients that were not only natural, but that had technology to back them up in the efficacy for skin. We all had our head full of ingredients, ideas, and textures in the birth of Well People. And so here I am, like this super excited, you know, makeup artist, and I have all these great colors, and I have this list of ingredients that I want. And little by little, you know, we were beginning to learn some things work well together, some things don't. Sometimes it's not so good to have too much of one thing. As far as, you know, our ingredient decks, when we first started Well People, had reishi mushroom, pomegranate, green tea. Now we've brought it all down to by asking our clients what they really wanted to see in cosmetics. And naturals were at the very top of the list. But the naturals that they were most curious about, or the most, I should say, the most desired, were aloe, chamomile, and green tea, were the ones that were checked off the most. When we made a slew of fairly well-known consumer ingredients, those were the three that were at the top of our surveys list. And so we listened to that. And now we have a therapeutic level of aloe in everything we make, of chamomile and green tea. And we took out all the other crazy ingredients and decided to put all the power behind these three. And I don't say crazy in a bad way, but I say, you know, we can create like this wonderful ingredient deck. But sometimes to squeeze all of that goodness into one thing, maybe we're not packing in the best power to our punch. And this was the way that we found out that we could pack the best power into our punch. And a lot of that, frankly, Amy, came from the consumer and in listening to what they wanted. From an efficacy level, honestly, studying. A lot of studying and a lot of ingredient label reading. And there's so many things out there that are natural that people feel are good for them. They're really, and they're not. Just because it's natural doesn't always mean it's good for you as well.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and you've taught me a lot of that as well by getting to work with your clients. And so, you know, we take every little nugget of knowledge and we put it into our cosmetics to make it better and better and better. Does that kind of answer your question?
Absolutely. Sounds okay. Like less is more.
It can be, yes. You know, sometimes we try to do so much good and really, you know, it spreads out the good energy, and we can just, if we can just pile it into one strong complex, like our aloe green tea and chamomile complex, I mean, the benefits will be felt more so.
Mm-hmm. And so all of your products, they're free of either the Dirty Dozen or the what I think now is the Dirty 30. Is that correct?
I was going to say, it's free of far more than just the Dirty Dozen. The Dozen doesn't cover it anymore, but yes.
Right. Okay. Awesome. So what are some kind of big differences that people can expect from switching over from more synthetic or chemically based cosmetics to, you know, your line?
Oh, it's huge. And I say this at a testimony of myself. You know, I worked hard in my business past life. I worked twice as hard now, and my skin has never looked better. And I completely attribute that to going 100% natural in my skincare and in my cosmetics. And what you can find is a lot less breakout. The texture, you know, even though, for instance, I used to be cream product phobic when I was in the industry, in my past life industry, I like to call it. And I was afraid of those cream crop products because of all the silicones and the dimethicones and the mineral oils that were used in them. because I would break out or my skin would get angry. Now, my, you know, Well People, our brand, it's half cream. And the cream products are phenomenal, and I will use them till the cows come home. Why? Because they don't have the silicone that clogs the pore and blocks it and causes a breakout and kind of lays there on your skin. There isn't the dimethicone. There's no mineral oil, which, as we all know, it's just horrible, horrible for the skin. The molecule is too big. And this is what I explained to clients is a man-made oil has this huge molecule that doesn't penetrate your complexion. And that's how you get your clogged pore. That's how you break out. On top of it, it's super bad for the environment. But so what you can see, to make a long story short, when you use natural cosmetics is an improvement in your texture of your skin, an improvement of the way your makeup feels altogether. And I honestly feel that our makeup moves and breathes with the skin. When I touch my face, it doesn't wipe off on my hand because I feel that it's meshing in with your complexion.
Mm-hmm. And so what are some tips that you can give people who are looking to, you know, change over? I know for some people, I'm not a big makeup connoisseur. I just love the concept of you guys. I always like to tell the story of how I met whoever I have on the podcast, because so far I've always had people that I've known. But I was at an auction and I saw a card for a girls' night powwow makeover at your store. And I had heard of your store but hadn't been there yet. And so I bid on the girls' night, and I won. And then, you know, yes, met you. I just love everything about the store, from the decor to obviously what's in it, to then we had these makeovers, and you know, just how beautiful everybody looked afterwards. And it was so subtle in how they looked. It never looked like anybody had on a lot of makeup. You know, we're kind of when you go to the mall and they give you a makeover, and then you know you look like you've been really yes. done up. You know, yes, it's like yes. you just people look really natural. And and then, of course, meeting you. So it's like, oh, my God, the whole dream and the whole package is right here in Austin. This is fabulous. So then I, of course, started just – I mean, I think I bought everything that night. I have no idea. I went all, you know, all out. I didn't do the change over one thing at a time. But that is advice that I give people because – you know, it's not like I was having to replace a lot of makeup because I don't wear a lot of it. And so it, you know, ultimately was not an expensive venture for me. But for some people it can be, or somebody might be, you know, using some really, really expensive types of makeup set now after listening to this or the previous podcast with Bob from Keys Soap, realizing how toxic this stuff really is. Even, you know, some of the bigger names and the more expensive things can be really toxic. And yes. So what's the advice to someone, you know, in switching over? I know that was a long-winded question there. But how do you recommend somebody switch over?
I always say let's start with the basics. You know, we all know, well, maybe not everybody knows, but, you know, our skin is our largest organ. We absorb 80% of what we put on our skin. To me, to elaborate, basics in cosmetics are your foundation, your concealer, your favorite lipstick, the things that you wear every single day. Now, granted, that depends on how much makeup you wear. But for the most part, I always say start with your foundation, whether it's a powder or a cream foundation, your concealer. Let's take a peek at your mascara and your lipstick. And we can build from there. But if I can get somebody out of a toxic foundation and put them into a foundation that is good for them, that's going to make their skin happy, that's going to calm their skin and nourish it. You know, just like with you, Amy, I thank you so much for sending me so many of your clients to work with on a personal level because I learned so much from them. And I'm always, always trying. If something doesn't work, we're going to figure out what does work. And I kind of do the same thing, like what you do with food, I do with makeup. And
yours sounds a little more fun.
You know, yes, it is a lot more fun.
I'm usually taking things away from people with not necessarily really the greatest replacements, but you have beautiful makeup to replace it with.
That's true. That's true.
People are probably a little happier after they walk out of your office than they are after mine.
I was going to say, because usually when, you know, I get the luxury of working with your clients as well as Dr. Renee's clients. And, you know, we always start with foundation. And there is almost always significant improvement after switching from their conventional foundation. And when there isn't improvement is usually when that's when I'll send them your way.
That would be an interesting.
Like, okay, guys, have you tried getting rid of your dairy and your gluten? And they're like, my cheese? My ice cream? What? I'm like, I know. But to answer your original question, I always like to start with the most basic items. Those items, if you won't walk out of the house with your foundation on, then let's start there. That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say it might be kind of interesting. You could do a little clinical trial there. And just for the people so they know, Dr. Renee Schneider is a dermatologist.
Yes.
A local dermatologist. And so it would be interesting. You guys could do a little trials of like just changing everybody's foundation and put all the people from my office in one and the people that came from her office in another, and then see if, you know, changing the diet and the foundation versus just changing the foundation, how people improve. Absolutely. That would be a fun little experiment.
Absolutely. Yes, it would. Yes, it would. We should completely do that.
And so how do people know? I mean, it's kind of a crazy world out there when it comes to makeup. It's not a very regulated industry in that, you know, green is such a buzzword for a lot of people. And now there's, you know, Maybelline has the green packaging and the, oh, here's your natural this and here's your natural that. How do people who can't, you know, get to Well People or don't have somewhere local, how can people sort out all of this and figure out, are they really getting something that is, you know, 100% natural? A really good product that doesn't have any of the, you know, dirty 30 in it. How can they sort that out? Any advice for the average person out there?
Yes. The best thing that you can do is read the ingredient deck. So if you don't know the first five ingredients in something, they're probably not that good for you. If you can't pronounce it, if you don't know what that is, it's probably not that good for you, you know, within the first five, and because it's not going to get any better any further down the list.
that's a good thought. I hadn't really thought about it that way.
If that makes sense.
Go ahead.
And so it, and also, you know, I get really frustrated with conventional cosmetics when they start. I'm very happy when they're trying to do their best to make the switch. But the biggest thing too, and it's the most basic thing, and I forget about it all the time because it's a common assumption for me, is parabens. So, you know, also zoom down to the bottom of the ingredient deck and look for the paraben brothers. You know, anything that ends with a ben is most likely not good for you. And so sometimes we're a little bit fooled because we see a lot of natural ingredients at the very top of a list. So I also want everybody to be sure that they bring their eyes down to the bottom of the ingredient deck as well.
And then also the word fragrance, right? I mean, because fragrance could contain parabens but not have to be listed as it because it's their trade secret. Is that correct?
Now that I don't know for certain, but that I certainly want to find out.
Yeah, well, I mean, the word fragrance, yeah, I mean, you would know better than me, but fragrance can kind of be anything. And my understanding of it is that it doesn't need to be disclosed. Now, I don't know if there are laws about disclosing a paraben, but what I knew was that anything that was in that word fragrance did not need to be disclosed because it was a trade secret. And therefore, basically anything could be contained in that. So I always tell people, and you might have different advice, that if it says the word fragrance on it, just run. I mean, maybe not
no,
run.
No, you don't know what? You're absolutely right. And it makes a whole lot of sense because even for us, from a natural standpoint, we're allowed to put on our packaging our product has an essential oil blend that comprises our scent. And we don't have to disclose what those ingredients are. I'm happy to tell you, you know, they're rosemary, holy basil, vetiver, and oh my God, why am I forgetting the last one? Rosemary, holy basil, vetiver, and tomato leaf. Uh-huh. But that would make sense for the fragrance, for the scent industry, you know, fragrance industry. And it's true. Run like the wind when you see fragrance at the bottom of a ingredient deck. Yeah. It always cracks me up.
Yeah, I mean, because everything could look great. It's sort of like natural flavors on a food product, right? Everything could look awesome, and then you see natural flavors, and it's the same thing. That could be anything. Mm-hmm. So that's usually the ingredient, you know, amongst the whole dirty 30. But I mean, that's the one that it's the wild card. It could be anything, you know.
It can.
All the bad stuff could be under that one word, and everything else could have looked great about it.
Yes.
And so you know, is there sort of a big offender in terms of the makeup industry as well? I mean, you might say, you know, if you could only change one thing, would it be the foundation because, you know, you're spreading more of it, but perhaps it's less toxic than, you know, an eyeliner, even though you're using less of it, but what you need for eyeliner, it's more toxic. I mean, is there a main offender in makeup?
You know, for me, I always look for foundation because it is, we do use more of it and we use it more often. You know, an eyeshadow and lipstick and blush colors, those can sit in our drawers for years, which I highly don't recommend either. I mean, women should throw out, you know, and renew their makeup at least when it comes to powder products, at least every year. And with cream products, you know, I always say, you know, when it's a natural product of every, at least 90 days or so. Just to be certain, you know, for yourself. But my primary offender would be, it'd still be foundation. There is such horrific ingredients in foundation. And again, you know, there's foundations and primers that women will use every single day. So that's what I always aim for first.
Okay, good. And in your store here in Austin, you have obviously your cosmetics, but you guys have a host of other products that are not made by you, but I guess have similar philosophies as you of being all natural, organic, mm-hmm. and, you know, free of all toxins. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have about 12 different skincare lines, sun care lines, including Keys. We have scent, and we have body care.
And the
reason for that is, you know, of course, there's a Well People Cosmetic, and that's where our heart is. But it's all 50-50. And we wanted to be able to promote a lifestyle to clients. It's almost like, here's this one delicious, most perfectly healthy little item for you. But once people start understanding the value of making healthy choices for yourself and your cosmetics and your food, you know, I always say, I find it amazing that people will go to Whole Foods and spend so much money and then go to the drugstore for their makeup. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
And take care of everything. They eat organic, they juice, they do all these things, and then you go to the drugstore to get the makeup that you wear. Makes no sense at all. So, you know, we give people this like nugget of education because we run our business based on education and on our artistry as well. But you know, the best is when you see that aha moment in a client's face. Well, we've got to be able to teach them more. So, you know, we just sold you this amazing, amazing makeup. Well, let's take it a step further, and now let's show you how to take care of your skin. It's 50-50. They go hand in hand. And you know, skin is 50% of makeup. Makeup is 50% of skin is the way I look at it. So I don't want to sell them my makeup and then have them go to the drugstore and buy
absolutely.
And moisturizer. So we really like to teach people starting from the base layer on up into the cosmetic, up into their hair care, on how to truly, truly enjoy, you know, feeling good from the outside in.
Yeah, I mean, I tell people I read an article. You know, it's not you aren't you are. What was the title of it? Oh, now I'm going a blank. But you know, you are what you basically put on your skin as well. It's not you just are what you eat, but it's what you put on your skin as well. I will think of the name of it as I'm going a blank here. But it, you know exactly that. It's our skin is our largest organ, and 80% of what you put on it is absorbed. So I mean, at the same rate, when I've done some events and whatnot with you guys at your store, it also fascinates me that on the other end of the spectrum, the people who are there doing all this for their skin, but then aren't necessarily eating properly. So you know, it's and I appreciate that you guys do take it a step further, and that you know if there's somebody who's clearly having you know issues and hasn't gotten better by the skincare alone, that you all have referred them my way. And and you know likewise, I mean in my office, you know I don't want to start talking about makeup on the first visit because it's just overwhelming with all the changes they're making. But on the third or fourth visit, if they make you know a lot of people are better by then, but you know we start having that conversation about okay, so now you've changed your diet, now you've done this, and you're you know changed your water purification system and blah, blah, blah. Now let's talk about what you're putting on your body, because what you're putting on your body is just as important as what you're putting in your body. There, that was sort of what the title of the article was. You know, what you put on your body is just as important as what you put in it. So it's really, you know, just so nice to have somewhere locally that I can send people to be able to go over and do that and, you know, be so well taken care of. And you guys now have some fabulous news. Well, I guess for our people over in Europe, but you have some fabulous news that y'all are doing something with H&M or a subsidiary of H&M.
We are, and thank you. H&M has several different shopping concepts in Europe, primarily. We all know our H&M here in the U.S. H&M there is like, I had no idea, is far more expansive. And they created a brand new shopping concept called And Other Stories. Bit of a mouthful, but it's called And Other Stories, and it's a higher end shopping concept that's based on allowing the consumer to kind of make their own choices. The layout of the store is really, really interesting. It puts everything together. So let's say you want to look like, you want to dress like that romantic Parisian girl. And so what they'll do is they'll have all the clothing in one area that romantic Parisian girl would wear, her shoes, her accessories, everything in one place, all the way down to like what nail polish she would wear and the makeup she would wear. And what we're proud of is that we were chosen as their natural makeup brand. So there is no other natural makeup brand that they're getting behind, and they chose Well People. And so we launched in 9 different countries about a month and a half ago, and it's going amazingly. So we feel really, really fortunate and really blessed and actually really proud of ourselves that a big fashion force like H&M took notice of us.
That, yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And just congratulations to you all. I mean, I love, there've been a few companies here in Austin. We all kind of started our businesses around the same time. And it's been so lovely to just see how in this industry of health and green beauty and whatnot, that they've really taken off so well. And just congratulations to you guys. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It tells us that people are starting to get it. They're starting to understand. You know, we just had 2 write-ups in Elle Magazine as one of their green choices. And all I could think about is the amount of people reading the magazines and the people that we're touching, all the way from teenagers to, you know, women my age, is they're starting to understand. They're starting to see the difference of between natural and conventional. They're starting to see how good it can be for you. And they're also starting to learn, you know, we always try to stay happy, you know, about what we do. We always say, you know, we're not here to judge, we're here to love. And, you know, we don't want to get on our soapbox about ingredients, but we sure as heck can, you know, if we feel it's going to help somebody make a better choice. But our goal is to provide better choices for you. And, what I'm seeing in the industry now and in seeing in our success is that more and more women are making better choices for themselves and they're learning. You know, we are here in New York in Henri Bendel, and you wouldn't expect that Henri Bendel would have our typical client. But I am astounded every single time that I'm in that store with how many women are conscious of what is in product, and they're also very conscious of what certain ingredients do to them, health-wise and skin-wise.
Yes. I mean, I think that's another reason that you and I really just connected, is that is both of our missions, is really to educate people and to start a grassroots movement towards healthy eating, healthy choices, healthy makeup, and just giving people the knowledge and the education and then letting them, you know, make the decisions. I mean, it's like GMOs, you know, people want to know so they can make the decision, because most people actually want to avoid them. It's like most people don't want to be tricked about makeup. They actually want to know the ingredients. And when they know them, then they actually are going to choose the healthier option. It's just that we've become a society of such marketing to, you know, buzzwords, green, gluten-free, you know, whatever, to that where people get falsely led into something being healthy and not realizing that it's not. So I definitely, you know, thank you for being out there so that we do have, you know, a healthier choice for skincare and makeup.
Thank you. Thank you. I thank you too. You know, it's, I tell women, you know, it's like, you know, we crave that pizza, or we crave like that ice cream. And then we kind of like an hour later, we like kind of feel really gross and guilty and bad. And when we overindulge, keyword being overindulge. And it's the same with makeup. I explain to women, once you give it a go and once you give it a try, I can guarantee like, There's an energy behind it. There's a sense of empowerment behind it when you realize you've made a good choice for yourself. And it's addicting. And it's so simple. Very, very simple.
It is. I mean, how does one of your makeup products compare to something conventional? I mean, I know that there's anything from the CVS up to, you know, Bloomingdale's or something, but where do you guys fall in that line?
In price point, we're roughly around, I'd say you're like Bobbi Brown.
Okay. Yeah. So
price point. So it's affordable. You know, it's, people have a fear that, you know, going natural is more expensive, and you want to know what it can be sometimes. However, you know, for Well People Cosmetics, it's not. We are right there in line with your department store level cosmetics.
But you're doing something good for yourself, something good for the environment, and you know, honestly, the products are great. I mean, they really are. I get nothing but happy feedback from people that I send over to you guys.
Well, from you, that means a lot. That means a whole lot. Thank you.
So how can people, if they're not here in Austin and they're not over in Europe and they're not in New York, how can anybody get some of your makeup?
They're on our website at wellpeople.com. You will be able to see the full entire line. And if there's any questions that anyone has, I'm a big advocate of, you can either ask us on our Facebook page and we're quick to answer, but we are even quicker to answer if you are on our website and you have questions about picking your color. Everyone's screen's different. Picking foundation on a website can be a nightmare. We have talented artists always available and checking emails every single day and following up with clients. So the info at Well People email is a tool for the consumer who shops on our website and who doesn't have the luxury of going into our flagship store or at any other points of distribution for us. There's always somebody ready to answer anyone's questions.
Awesome. And I know that how you spell well people is W3LL people. But I was just actually, you guys are good here on the internet. I just typed in well, W-E-L people, W-E-L-L people, and you guys still come to the top. So you clearly got that one sorted out that people wouldn't know that it had the backwards three. So that must be James's marketing background.
Well, Amy, that's James.
James. Yay, James. So, but for people, it is W, and it's a three, LLPEOPLE.com, and yeah. We'll have that link in the article as well. But just so people know.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So great. Well, y'all, please check out their website, look at their Facebook page, and, support the ground, the grassroots movement towards green health and beauty and makeup and a happy world. All right, Shirley, thank you so much for being on the show, and congratulations again on your just amazing success.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. And I look forward to doing this again. So thank you.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right. Take care, Amy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
To stay in touch with Dr. Myers, you can sign up for her newsletter on her website at dramymyers.com or connect with her on Facebook or Twitter at Amy Myers, MD.